rejoice. Let us rejoice. Count it all joy. Woo-wee. That ain't always easy. But count it all joy. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work. You know that patience. Oh, my goodness. I wish God would hurry up. Oh, but I got to be patient. Okay, so recording is going now. So good evening to everyone. This is Sister Velma Jean Sanders. We're starting this evening Luke chapter 19, brand new chapter. I encourage you, if you have not read the chapter, to read it in its entirety this week. Now, some of you may be able to do that. Others may not, for various reasons. Do not condemn yourself. Just make it your goal, however. Make it your goal to read at least one verse a day. But I'm a witness. I'm a living witness. Sometimes you can't even get that one verse a day. Because of whatever is going on in your life. But don't condemn yourself. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You just didn't get to it that day, but it's in your heart to get to it the next day. I want to say from the beginning, right here, right now, most of you know that I'm going through, I've been diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. That is the medical diagnosis today by the medical doctor. That's what the medical doctor said. But that ain't what my Jesus said. My Jesus, and I hope you know him too, says that Jesus was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement for my peace was upon him, and with his stripes, I, Velma Jean Sanders, am healed. And that's my confession. I confess it with my mouth. I believe it in my heart. That's the medical diagnosis. I have an appointment with that doctor in September. I want you all to know that. I've already said it, but I want you to hear it again. Because I don't want you to stop praying for me. I need your prayers. I'm fighting the battle. This damnable cancer has got to go in the name of Jesus. And it is gone because I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. But I have to pray. You got to pray. We got to pray. Not just for me. Just watch and pray. Fight and pray. 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 Men ought always pray. So don't stop praying for your teacher. Because Velma is still in the battle. I am diagnosed with that. I'm also I'm also in hospice. But my God is a miracle working God. Oh, yes, he can. He went about doing good, healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out demons. God can do anything, nothing, no thing, nothing is impossible with God. Got to believe it. Got to act on it. It's a battle. It's a testing of your faith all the way. It'll test your faith, but hold on to your confession. Hebrews says that. And all throughout the Bible. And hold on to your faith. Now, there will be times Father, lead us, I pray, in Jesus' name. There will be times, Father, lead us in Jesus' name. There will be times your confession, your faith, it'll do this. You believe. Well, you remember the man in the Bible, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Y'all remember that? He had two things going on at once. I believe. Yes, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Be honest with God. Strengthen my faith. That's a good prayer. Strengthen my faith. That's what he meant when he said, help thou my unbelief. And they be going on at the same time. I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. Well, you can say that 100 times, but that has to come from God. That faith, true faith, is a gift from God. You can't work it up. You can say, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. Oh, I believe. Then you don't. True faith comes from God. It must come from him. Now abideth faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. So I want to say those things. So pray for me. Velma needs your prayer every day. And I'm not the only one. I know there's others out here. You all are going through things as well. This is not a Velma thing. But I'm your teacher and we're in class and you're the closest to my heart here. So I share. So now you know from Velma. I'm in hospice care, but I'm blessed and I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. How he's going to do it, when God's going to do it, I don't know. I make the confession. I have the faith. God has the final decision. May die. Eventually you will. But you know what I mean. Physically, I may die through this. Whether I live or die, it's all right, present with the Lord. Ah, that's what we're trying to get to, is to the Lord in glory. But I'm believing for life, because Jesus came that I might have life. Life. And then he put an and on it. And life more abundantly. So, that's my, I want you all to know. Seems like there's one other thing, but I want to go on with class. But I really want you all to know, don't think Velma is on easy street. Velma got still things to go through. Okay? All right. God bless you. I love you. We're going to continue now in our class. Good evening to those who joined us. Today, we're going to start Luke chapter 19. And I will, at some point, address, I don't know. I'm just trying to be led by the Spirit. Okay. Today, we're going to start Luke 19. And the subject topic for today is simply, what's in Luke 19? So we're going to be perusing the chapter, the entire chapter. Now, I like little by little. We will get back to little by little. But before you can get to little by little, you got to chop it up some. First, you got to get it on the plate. So we're just going to look at our food, the food being the Word of God. That is our spiritual food. Is the Word of God. So let's look at Luke 19. On next week, I will probably have some readers or ask for readers for different portions of the scripture. Okay? So let's look at Luke 19. And we notice, first thing we notice, well, obvious, we're going to a new chapter. And we finished Luke chapter 19, verse through 48. And we saw that it was a rather lengthy chapter. Well, this one is even longer. But we're going to look over it. A flyover. Sightseeing. Not going to stop long at any one place. But when we get done, Lord willing, we would have covered the whole chapter. Now, you all know me, so we'll see how this works. Okay, Luke chapter 19. Luke is the writer. We know that. And it starts out with, then Jesus entered and passed through Samaria. Now, behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see. Now, just from this alone, we know that we're talking about Jesus. Jesus is on the move. That's first thing. Jesus is on the move because it tells us he entered. That lets you know he left somewhere and he went somewhere else. Jesus on the move. He's still on the move. And you got to move with him. If you're going to make it to glory, you got to move with him. But here, just physical location, Jesus is on the move. Action. Moving. So now, when it says Jesus entered, well, that lets you know, leaving one place, going to another. But he had to pass through. He had to pass through. He had to pass through. So you got three different things going on there. First of all, he entered, which means he left somewhere. He entered. He left somewhere. He entered. And he passed through. Jesus on the move. Jesus is passing by. Now, behold, that's like a wait, stop. I want to tell you some details here. Now, behold, so that's like a, hold up a minute. I don't want to go any further. I want you all to know Jesus entered. Jesus passed through. And evidently, of course, he left. I ask you the question, where are you in your life in different situations? Are you leaving something? Or someone? Or something? Are you entering? Or are you just passing through Jericho? Now, behold, now that's the slow down. I'm going to pause here because Luke says, I got something I want to tell you. So he stops here and he elaborates. And he says, now, behold, now that behold is a, now behold is an arresting word. It's not just a now look. Now glance. Behold, look with both eyes. Straighten up. Sit up straight so you can listen. Lean forward. Behold. But this behold has within it, behold, eyes that see. Look, but look good. Look with both of them eyes. You know, we be half looking a lot of time. But this is, behold. Well, what you want me to see, Luke? Look, now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. There was a man. Now, when we were in Luke chapter 18, let's go back to 18. In Luke 18, there was a certain man somewhere. Can someone find that real quick? Luke 18, a certain man. It's in here. Luke 18.
Verse number 2.
Number 2. 18,
there was a certain.
18:2.
There was a certain city, a judge.
That's good enough. But there is another certain man in Luke 18. But the word I'm pointing out, a certain man. And that's the man who was he was begging? He was sitting by the roadside. There was a certain man sitting by the roadside. Am I echoing or someone repeating?
It was Luke 18:18.
Okay. So we got it. Okay, thank you. So Luke 18, a certain man. One certain man. It's about him. But there's no name. Maybe it's about you. Because you're always saying, Lord, speak to me through your word. So that certain man indeed was a certain man, but he has no name. Is it you? Is it me? Don't say, oh, it's her over there. Because the Bible is a mirror. It's looking back at you. It's a mirror. It's showing you you. Showing you you. So now in Luke 19, now behold, there was a man. But this time, we get his name. Zacchaeus. Boy, we've heard a lot of sermons on Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus. Now, we're talking about this man named Zacchaeus. Then the scripture elaborates on Zacchaeus. And we're going to get these details about Zacchaeus. You all, I said this is going to be an overview, and it is. It looks like I'm going through it little by little. So we'll see. Now, behold, there was a man. His name was Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector. So that lets you know there's different classifications. He was up there. He was a chief tax collector. He was a chief tax collector. No wonder he was rich. And he was rich. And he, Zacchaeus, our main character now, he was on a mission. He had a goal. He was pressing. What was his goal? He sought to see who Jesus was. That's a good goal. He sought to see who Jesus was. Wouldn't it be nice if everybody was seeking to see who Jesus was? And in one hand, in one sense, everybody really is seeking to see who Jesus is. Because God has put it in man's heart. They don't find. Lot don't find. But there's a seek in there that God put in people's heart. Seek ye the Lord. That's Isaiah 55. While he may be found. Seek him while he may be found. There'll come a time you'll seek and you can't find. And that's why I like that song. Don't let this moment pass you by. So Zacchaeus here, chief tax collector, rich, and he sought to see who Jesus was. But, obstacle, roadblock, hindrance, something in the way. Always going to be something in the way when you seeking to get closer to Jesus or to see him. But he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd. Roadblock, obstacle, hindrance, something to make you give up, something to make you turn around. And you all know all about that. Something to make you raise up hands and say, oh, forget it. Too many people, a crowd. And I've been in crowds. I mean, not huge crowd, but just think of like just trying to get out of that civic auditorium or the Quest or whatever Quest is called now, CenturyLink. I can't keep up with these names of these buildings, but you all know a crowd. And you trying to get out of this crowd. You're trying to get out of the crowd. And it's you got to put a taller, shorter, faster. It's not easy getting out of a crowd. But verse 3, he sought to see Jesus, but could not because of the crowd. For he was short, a stature. Couldn't get on the floor and crawl, trying not to get trampled. People get trampled in crowds. People get killed in crowds. People fall down in crowds. People get stumped over in crowds. So it's a crowd. And I encourage you, you all have heard me say this many times, meditate on the word of God. Just ponder. Think about it. Some have more time than others, depending on your life. I mean, if you got a big family, little family, your lifestyle, maybe you can't do that. But the scripture has promised. And a promise comes with that, a blessing. Meditate. Day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I believe that's Psalm 1. So picture Zacchaeus. He wants to see Jesus. He's in this crowd. He's short. So what did he do? He ran ahead. He ran ahead. He had a plan. He was determined. Ain't nobody gonna hold me back from seeing Jesus. He became creative. And he did what? He ran. And those feet were running. He ran ahead. He ran ahead. And now with that mind God gave him and that strength God had given him, he climbed up. Got to go up, get above that crowd. You got to leave. You got to change your location. You got to have some movement. You can't say, forget it. He ran ahead, climbed up into a sycamore tree to see Jesus, him. For he was going to pass that way. So he knew, the crowd knew, Jesus is coming. Jesus. And this man, Zacchaeus, wanted to see Jesus. So he had a plan. He wasn't lazy. He didn't give up. He didn't say, forget it. The game is over. The game is over. All You ever seen, y'all seen this on TV with baseball, basketball, whatever, and everybody going home, and then there's a last minute basket. Yay! Changed at the last minute. Don't give up. So he ran ahead, verse 4, Luke 19, verse 4. He ran ahead, climbed up into a sycamore tree. Now, there's a reason it says sycamore tree. You'll never, ever be able to study in full everything in the Bible. But somebody out here knows something about sycamore trees. Perhaps they find one. But Zacchaeus climbed up into, he got up in that tree. I mean, he didn't just climb the tree. He got up into the tree. Little words matter. He climbed first up into a sycamore tree. Why? To see him. For he was going to pass that way. So this Zacchaeus wanted to be where Jesus was at any cost. He wanted to see Jesus, at least see him. Now, at this point, we don't know why he wanted to see him. We've read the Bible. We've read ahead. And that's why sometimes you have to meditate, because we have read, a lot of us. So we know how the story ends. Mm-mm. You need to go back and meditate. And God will open eyes if we slow down and meditate. Okay, so now I'm in verse 5. I'm going to read 4. So he ran ahead, climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. So Zacchaeus knew what was going to happen. You know, you can picture this parade. And you know, at the parade, people be running ahead, trying to get in front of whatever float or whatever band or whatever. So they can see. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up. Jesus got there. So we found out Jesus left somewhere. That's verse 1. He entered passed through Jericho, journeying, and he came, verse 5, to the place. The place. So he wasn't just traveling, but he was on a mission to get to the place. You want to make sure you get to your place. And his place, verse 5, and Jesus came to the place. When he came, now I mentioned this last week. He didn't get there automatically. He had to journey. He had to go through some things. He had to go through the crowd. He had to go through this. He had to go through people. He had to go through to get to. And we have to go through whatever we're going through to get to the place. And that's why count it all joy. Ain't easy. Count it all joy. God cannot lie. All things work together for good. Count it all joy. God loves me. I don't understand this. Count it all joy. First verse, five. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him with all that crowd. Jesus saw a lot of people. He saw a whole lot of people. But what mattered is he looked up and he saw Zacchaeus. He saw him. Lord, help me, Jesus. I rebuke this call in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I will teach this class. He looked up and he saw him. Now, when it says saw him, you can see, or you can glance, or you can stare, or you can examine. But when it says he saw Zacchaeus, that saw him, he saw that whole man. We only see the outside, and we don't see all that. It's covered up with clothes, covered up with all kind of stuff. But when Jesus came to that place and saw Zacchaeus, he saw him. The whole being, spirit, soul, body, his emotions, everything. He saw that man. And he sees and knows you. That's a beautiful thing, because we don't even know ourselves. We think we do. And you know about that. You fix something to eat, or you buy a dress, and you say, I don't want this. Why did I ever buy this thing? We don't even know ourselves. But we know ourselves better than others, but we really don't know ourselves. You ever surprise yourself? I didn't think I'd ever do that. Okay, verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he saw him and saw him. Is he looking at you? That's the question. And you have to make the Bible personal, because it is God's word to you. He saw him and said, now we got a conversation, an address. Jesus ain't been talking to no one else on here in this passage. And I'm sure he was cordial. I paused, because that's an assumption. Sometimes Jesus wasn't cordial. He went through that temple with that whip. He overturned them tables. Would you call that cordial? The answer is yes and no, depending on who you are. If it's God, yes, cordial, because it's my house. Let me keep going. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, addressed him by name, knew his name. Zacchaeus, and he knows your name. Zacchaeus, make haste. Come down. This is beautiful, you all. For today, Make haste. Come down for today. Today is today. Don't miss today. And we need to tell people, especially when we tell them about the Lord Jesus. Today, right now, as the Spirit leads. But for today, I, Jesus, must, I must stay at your house. Now they're shouting you, really, because that's what Zacchaeus was out to see. He wanted to see Jesus. And because he wanted to see Jesus, and he was determined to see Jesus by his actions, look at the reward. Look at the reward. Look at the blessing. Jesus said, Zacchaeus, make haste. Come down. You think he was running to get to Jesus. Now, getting on down that tree. You got a picture of that. Zacchaeus, make haste. Come down. For, which means because, today, I must stay at your house. Look what Zacchaeus got. More than he could ask or even think. He just wanted to see Jesus. And the desire to see him. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Some of y'all know that song, There to See. And when I do that, tells my age. I've been around a while. Some of y'all been around a little longer. Some of you are not as old. But I'm grateful for every day. So he made haste. Wait a minute, where am I? 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up, saw him, said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. And then you meditate on it. Picture it. Just get into it. Play it. I mean, you know, walk around the house and talk it out. Ponder it. Because he's saying the same thing. I want to stay at your house too. Verse 6. So, this is logical. So he made haste. Well, first of all, he had to make haste because Jesus said, make haste. So he made haste, and he made haste because he wanted to see Jesus. He didn't say, oh, I'll change my mind. I didn't really want to see him. I saw him up in the tree. No, he made haste and came down. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Y'all, that's all right now. He wanted to see Jesus. He saw him. But he received him. He received the Christ. He received Jesus. He received him. He accepted him. It's deeper than that. And it's also that. But he received Jesus. And if you remember in the Gospels early on, it's in John, I believe. They said, Jesus, where do you live? Where do you stay? Where do you dwell? And he said, come and see. That's what he's still saying. Come and see. If you want to know where I dwell, you got to get there. Come and see. I'll tell you a little bit about my house, my apartment, my whatever. But to really see where I dwell, you got to get there. And that's part of why Jesus said, I am the way. The way to what? To get there, to his house. Thought of another song. Come and go with me to my Father's house. And that's what disciples do. Disciples follow. But as disciples, we're telling others. We're asking, we're beseeching others, come and go with me to my Father's house. Not to go to church, yes. I'm a strong churchgoer believer. Amen. It's according to the word of God. But the ultimate is to come to Jesus. Verse 6. So he made haste, came down, received him joyfully. But here comes another but. Oh, brother. But when they saw it. Now, you know, that's a change in the tenor of the text. When they, because remember, it's a crowd around, and they so looking. Why are you talking to Zacchaeus? But when they saw it, they complained. That's that two groups. Humanity splits into two. You either for Jesus, against Jesus, love him or hate him. Ain't but two groups. Now they subdivide out through life. There's transition through life, even in our own lives. But ultimately, in the end, blessed is the man. That's Psalm 1 that goes through those two. Men. One shall be like a chaff which the wind driveth away. The other one will abide forever in the house of the Lord. That's Psalm 1. Now back to Luke 19, verse 7. But when they saw it, they all complained. I hope, Lord have mercy. Which would you have been complaining? Would I have been complaining? Yeesh. I hate to give you the answer. Who do you think he is running ahead? Probably. I hope not, Lord. Bring me to the place where I learned not to complain. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained. Ugh. He has gone. He, capital H there. He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. See them two groups? Zacchaeus, salvation came to his house. Now, when it says salvation came, Jesus, Savior, salvation. I mean salvation, himself, the Word made flesh, salvation, God, stepped right up in that house. Are there now? Yeah. In the house. It's just not, it is a theological word. It's a word. It can be used on many things. But salvation, Savior, Jesus, God came to that house and dwelt with him, and he was so happy. He ain't got over that happy yet. When we see him in glory, he's still going to be rejoicing. Verse 7. But when
7:20.
Pardon?
7:20.
Thank you. But when they saw it, they complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Now, wait a minute. It was the other day, y'all wanted to see him. The man, Zacchaeus, did get to see him, but now they're complaining. Mm-hmm. Because they really wasn't for Jesus anyway. And Jesus is seeking that sheep, you know, that's his. I know my sheep. I know my sheep. That's what John 10 said. I know my sheep. And I call them by name. That's John 10 also. I know my sheep. I call them by name. Zacchaeus. Then Zacchaeus stood. Look, Lord. Now we're going to have some change here. Look, Lord. Look, then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. So what's Zacchaeus doing? He's showing or telling the Lord, I'm good. I've done good things. I've done good works. I've done a lot of good things. Lord, look, I give half my goods to the poor. A lot of people give a lot of things to charity. That's a good thing. Won't get you in glory. I give half of my goods to the poor. See about the poor, yes. I have taken, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I'll give it back times fourfold. So he's what? In his way, trying to make it right with God, trying to justify himself. It's 7:23. Trying to, I'm good. I've done good things. Look what I've done. Can't be saved by works. By grace are you saved through faith. By grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. Not of works. Give away everything. That ain't going to get you in heaven. But that's his mindset right now. Verse 8. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything by false accusation, I restore fourfold. He knew he had. Okay, verse 8. And Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house. You all remember who salvation is? God himself in the flesh, in Zacchaeus' house. And Jesus said, today, salvation comes out, has come to this house, because he, Zacchaeus, also is a son of Abraham. Y'all know about Father Abraham. Abraham. And we'll be saying a lot more about Abraham in the future. A lot more. Abraham. So we know Jewish. It hooks back up to Hebrew, Jew, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. So he says, trying to find my place now. Verse 9. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house because he also is a son of Abraham. Jesus is for Jew and Gentile. Jesus loves everybody. But then Jesus says in the same Bible, I love them who love me. Same Bible. For the Son of Man, verse 10, has come, mission statement. Remember I told you? Mission statements. Jesus gives his own mission statements. And here is one of his mission statements. For the Son of Man. Big title. We'll talk about it someday. For the Son of Man. Most common title Jesus used of himself. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save. That which was lost. Our time is up, 7:27. Oh, we got 2 minutes. Let me keep going. Now, as they heard these things, as they heard, they're processing, they're listening. He spoke another parable because he was near Jerusalem. So, I'm going to stop right there. I encourage you to read ahead. Always ask the Lord to open your eyes and give you spiritual understanding and knowledge. Just a short prayer. Lord, help me to read your word. Give me understanding. Well, as we close today, our lesson comes to an end. Thank you once again for all your love for me. And I love you. And during this process, during this experience I'm going through, I'm not going to spend a lot of time. But God has given me assignments during this. And one assignment for me, and then I'm going to pray and go on. He's given me many. Every day. I should tell one person, Jesus loves you. Every day. Not if you're home by yourself, whatever. Whether they call somebody, how it works out. Every day. That's how he gave it to me. Tell somebody, Jesus loves you. I bless you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep me in prayer. I'll be praying for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. It truly is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. And we ask you to help us to walk in the light as you are in the light. And then we'll dwell in your house too. Be with these, your children, your precious children. Keep us in your care until we meet again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Belma.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
God bless you all.
Amen.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you.
See you next Sunday.
Thank you, everybody. If the Lord will.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Bless you. Love you.